Village of Suffern Mayor Dagan LaCourte had been considered off the ballot after Rockland's Democratic Elections Commissioner said he was 74 signatures short of the 2,000 necessary to secure a spot. This was after many signatures were ruled invalid following numerous objections to LaCourte's petition filed by the campaign of candidate David Freed. Yet a state Supreme Court justice ruled Tuesday that LaCourte did have enough validated signatures to return to the ballot, with 2,024. Here's LaCourte, who has been endorsed by State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat.
You know, the Supreme Court ruling validated my signatures and ensured that my name will remain on the ballot. With this behind us, you know, I will continue sharing my plans to clean up Rockland County government. It's unfortunate, however, that, you know, instead of addressing, you know, these serious matters that Rockland faces, you know, David Freed continues to waste the court's time and money.
David Freed campaign manager Stephen Pappas says he still believes there are discrepancies with LaCourte's petition and is appealing the judge's decision.
What we're going to be doing is we will be doing an appeal. We put in a notice to appeal today that is being served to both Mr. LaCourte's campaign, the county attorney, and to the courts. What we will be doing then is preparing a brief that will be going to the appellate division.
Democratic Elections Commissioner Kristen Stavisky says military ballots need to go out Friday, and the appeal is not expected to be heard until early next week. Should a higher court decision pull a court from the ballot, Stavisky says she would have to upload corrected military ballots. Saying he has nothing to add about Freed's appeal, LaCourte contends his focus is on the county.
I say, David, you know, when you're ready to stop playing politics, you know, let me know, and, you know, we can have an adult conversation about how to dig Rockland County out of our debt and, you know, put an end to the tax increases that have plagued our county.
Pappas says Freed has remained focused on the county despite the ongoing legal battle. Freed has the endorsements of two previous employers, former President Bill Clinton and Congresswoman Nita Lowey. County legislator Elon Schoenberger is the other primary candidate. The winner of the Democratic primary faces Republican County legislator Ed Day. County Executive Scott Vanderhoff, a Republican, announced last year he would not seek re-election to a sixth term. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.